From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to give the number out right now. And I want to get your take on all these Republicans. That's what we're taking calls on. We don't screen your calls, but occasionally I say this is the topic. And so I don't want to talk about Nibiru. I don't want to talk about Easter bunnies right now. I mean, I want to talk about the fact that they've introduced legislation on a bill that's very close to passing, the Cybersecurity Act, because I've read the bill. The media isn't even analyzing this right. It says it bans all 10-round mags and above. No, no. It bans guns that can take them. And I've read the comment period on this last year when they tried it again, where they said, you know, they're going to ban most shotguns that could take any type of feed, any type of, you know, multiple round cartridge. I mean, it's on. And by the way, they haven't killed the UN treaty either. Let me give you the number. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But Republicans are coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, we're not going to oppose you if you want to ban semi-autos. That's completely reasonable. Folks, they're not just talking about banning more manufacture and then we always knew it would lead to... No, no, they're like, skip all those. We're just going to ban your semi-auto. Australia did that and then said, now we're going to register the single shot, sort of taking those. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep trouble. And I've told you, the whole Homeland Security rollout is for martial law on the streets, checkpoints everywhere, that's being announced. And they are going to send cops and military, if they think they can get away with it, to try to take our guns. And again, let me just tell the police and military the plan here. This is meant to cause a civil war. That's why they're telling you the last 5-6 years and accelerating, you will soon be at war with the veterans. They are going to attack you. Every police department's been told, you will be attacked by veterans. They will attack. Well, you bet they're going to attack you. They're not going to wait in their house for you to come get their guns once it starts. If you're part of a department or you're part of a military group that is anywhere trying to take guns, people, you're going to be able to sneak up on the first few groups. Doesn't matter how much communications you clamp down. The word is going to get out, and people are going to start pulling triggers when they see you, okay? And they're going to be waiting for you. They're not going to be dead enders in their houses. And I don't want that to happen. I don't have some macho impetus to, oh, yeah, the Civil War will soon start. We'll show you. No, 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 no. On this battlefield, no one wins except the offshore bankers laughing. And by the way, don't think they won't launch all this. Folks, they're getting ready to start war with Iran and Syria. Physical war. Russia's threatening to retaliate. Russian ships keep getting stopped trying to go to Syria. They've now got them escorted by missile cruisers, and they say they're going to attack the ships if they get messed with. I mean, this is all down to the wire. And the global bankers, they know we'll get patriotic and rally around the country if they get us in a big war. And they hate us so much, they're willing to get in a fight with the Ruskies or the Iranians just so they can stage terror attacks here and say the Russians did it and take our rights and say anybody that didn't want to turn their guns in is with the Russians. And if you don't think they're not, folks, I've got their whole plan down. It's so dastardly, it makes my head spin. It makes me want to throw up. Every time I look at my innocent children, I look at everybody else who's innocent. I look at adults who are innocent, and I'm like, they have no idea. This wonderful society, all we've built, all the good. There's a lot of good left in America. It's all about to go in the fire, just like Russia or China. Folks, we're about to get hammered hard. If you think they care that there's going to be hundreds of thousands, and I mean hundreds of thousands of dead cops if this goes through, they love that. They want to bring in I-4 troops. It's why they've been training forever to bring in foreign troops. And don't say you weren't warned. I'm risking my life here to try to save American lives, police, military, you name it. This is not a game. And you know why you got chills right now, police officers listening? I know you do. Because I got them too. Because you know truth when you hear it, and you know survival when you hear it. We cannot be this stupid so these people can have their way. Ah! Our country's been infiltrated. Wake up. Defend it. It's sophisticated, but we can beat it.
Alex Jones. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's second hour of the Sunday Worldwide Transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. All right, I want to go to a bunch of your calls because then I've got to do a review of the Olympic opening ceremony. That was subliminal messages, pyramids, women and men kissing, and we had to turn it off. I mean, I cannot let my four-year-old watch that. And so I'm calling for a boycott of the Olympics. I don't need to hear how great socialist health care is. I don't need to see women kissing. I just want my children to chase butterflies outside. And, you know, when they grow up and get out of high school, whatever. You know, I want them to go and, you know, bring me some grandkids, get married and have a good life. I don't want them screwed up by your culture. Very offensive. And again, folks, I am a media person, self-taught, 19 years, 17 years on air. I know subliminals when I see it. When they're flashing stuff and for a half second putting women kissing and men humping each other, that's what you call subliminal. And I'm sitting there with my parents over when cooked hamburgers when they're getting ready for the Olympics. Because, you know, it comes every 4 years. I like sports. And I said, you seeing these? And I was talking to some family. They go, I don't see women kissing. And I said, you'll see it in the news. People will pick up on it. I go, you see those guys humping? See those pyramids? They all sing out. They're like, no. And I go, that's because you're laying there on the floor with a pillow, suspending disbelief. If you weren't in a zombie state, it puts you in a close to dream state, you'd be physically ill right now. And I had to go out of the room until they turned it off. And I wanted to be able to watch the opening of the Olympics. You cannot do it. You're opening yourself up to be victimized by programming. And if you're a new listener and like, oh, come on, folks, I'm not joking around with you, okay? I study propaganda. That's what I do. I live this. I live this. You weren't just being told how great their national socialist health care system is and how the state takes over and demons dancing around kids in hospital beds, super inappropriate, and the state's going to save you was the message. It was like North Korean propaganda. I mean, you can watch North Korean parades and you can see how it's horrible. This was worse. And I find it very offensive. Very offensive. And, okay, I'm going to stop right there. Again, our television is turned off almost all the time. We watch old movies and stuff with it and educational programs with the kids. But I can't even do that. I turn on some Animal Planet show at the end of it. How bad humans are, how the Earth's dying, how Al Gore's going to save us. There's a reason Newsweek is going to suspend print. It's not that print's dying. It's that no one wants to read you. Print's actually having a resurgence when it's cool. We're launching a new newspaper and magazine next month. Haven't told you about that yet. And by the way, we already sold out the advertising the first week. You guys, you are failures. You are failures, not us. That's why you want our guns. You're people that nobody invites to the party. You're the control freaks. I met this Fareed Zarkaria guy one time when I was at CNN. I mean, what a sack of crap. What a weak little globalist Bilderberg Group member media whore. No one reads you, twit. The power is draining out of you. You're a shadow of what you were 10 years ago. Soon you'll be a memory of a shadow. You'll be a ghost in the machine. And we're going to exercise your little butt. You understand that, New World Order? Now, I'm going to go to break here in just a moment, but I want to start some calls now. But if you just joined us, I want to give you the bad news. The good news is they're having to announce in the main enemy publication, designed for low-grade morons, Time Magazine, how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. Now, I've been telling you for years we've turned against it because I can look at a Gallup poll. But you know what freaks them out the worst? A few months ago, over 70% on average of Americans get that gun control is about disarming victims and that criminals don't follow laws and that, hey, it's about a criminal government. But you know what really made them mad? I told you this earlier in the week and predicted they'd come out and admit this. Because this is a desperate SOS by them. So look for all sorts of... Let me tell you, these people are down, but they're not out. Just because we're winning some battles, folks, we're coming from behind. We better kick it in high gear or they're going to kick our butts. I'm going to tell you right now, I know this enemy. I eat, drink, and sleep their defeat. Okay? I know these tyrants arming with our tax money against us while trying to disarm us. They got mad because gun sales already at an all-time record of over 3.5 million a month, some months 5 million. Guess what gun sales did in the 1 week after the staged event? And it's staged as a $3 bill, folks. They're in Aurora, Colorado. Guess what happened? You can pull the poll numbers up. They talk about it in the article. They doubled existing record gun sales in the week after. And there was at least a 5-point uptick in major polls against gun control. You staged it, and it blew up in your stinking face. You could be selling snow cones in the ninth circle of hell, and nobody's buying them from you. Do you understand that trash? You could kill me tomorrow. You won't stop the signal. You're not going to stop humanity. You only got humanity to start getting up on its hind legs and get ready. Because you may try to start a civil war in this country, marching the police and military out after you staged some terror attacks, globalists. You may try to get our guns. You may even start a war with Russia, getting us to rally around the flag while you start all these wars. America's been occupied by foreign banks. Am I a fan of Russia? No, never been there, studied it. It's a police state. Do I like Iran? Never been there? No. It's a police state. I don't live in Iran. I don't live in Russia. I live in America. And you know what? I'll start saying down with the Ruskies as soon as the bankers are out of my country. As soon as a bunch of offshore banks running roughshod over us who brag. Get the clip ready on CNBC where they brag they've conquered America. And by the way, it isn't just on CNBC. It's in hundreds of publications how they conquered us. What a joke it is. I talk to top stockbrokers. I talk to billionaires off record. They go in these meetings and they laugh at you and call you stupid. You've read the Goldman Sachs emails where they were selling cities and counties and police pension funds, stuff they knew was going to go belly up and calling you dumb idiots. Just like the head of Facebook calls you suckers. Listen, I don't want to live in a society where we're treated like suckers. I want to live in a society where there's a straight deal, a real handshake, where people are honorable, where we build things. I don't want to live in a place run by a bunch of crooks. They've somehow sold us on the idea that living with a bunch of crooks is fun and cute. There's nothing cute about it. My American heritage and my Texas heritage demands I make a stand against you no matter what you do. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to stomp the hell out of your New World Order, and you can feel it right now. So you try whatever you want. Go ahead and release a bioweapon. That's the only power you got left, to kill a bunch of us. We know you did that too. There ain't nothing you can do now to turn this around. The only question is, how much are you going to destroy before we dig you out of your bases, dig you out of your underground holes you're going to run to long after I'm dead, probably? You're not going to stop anything. You understand that? Our ancestors stood up against people like you, and our progeny is going to spit on your grave, New World Order. Let's go out to break and come back with calls with the bankers telling us that we're their slaves. Here it is. We'll get to that clip here. Just as soon as the computer stops having a heart attack.
So mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? You say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data,
and they all go on and admit we're slaves.
So we, you know,
I mean, is that who we're going to be conquered by? Is some effeminate guy? Some effeminate guy who walks around in New York all day going, that's who we're ruled by? A bunch of chicken neck nobodies? A bunch of scum? A bunch of trash? For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Truth, that's what side I stand on. I just analyze things, do deep research, decide what stands for truth, justice, freedom, liberty, the family, what I would be proud of after I'm dead, and I stand for that. It's real easy, and I'm not selling out for anybody. I don't care what you do to me, and if you call that weird, well, folks, that's why we're losing everything, because everything America's been built on is about not compromising with evil. Does it mean we've been perfect? No. We've been the best there's been. And I love this republic. And I will not see it conquered by a bunch of offshore banks. These sitcoms, these dramas are all anti-family. They're there to weaken you, to dumb you down. The textbooks are public. They're wrecking us. They're turning us into these consumerist, mindless drones who just do whatever we're told is popular, even if that's running off a cliff. The Aztecs thought it was popular to sacrifice their children. I say it's crazy. The Nazis thought it was cool to kill innocent people. I say it's wrong. The communists thought it was cool. I say it's uncool. And I say over my dead body. Not because I'm a tough guy, folks, but I recognize a threat. If a possum's walking around on my back porch, my dogs get up and growl at it. I don't have mean dogs. But I've seen them go out and attack a possum or a raccoon because they think it might be menacing us. You know, we've got to refine our instinct to defend ourselves and not be slaves. And our territorialism and all those things we've got are there for a reason. You want to let a bunch of psych warfare people screw you up and screw your family up just because they want to sabotage you so they can control your destiny, so you'll be a wrecked individual that doesn't vie for your own destiny that gets in the way of their plan? All right, I got Arnold, Scott, Bob, Sean, JG, Rick, Jay, Ty, John, Tom, Foxtrot, and Greg. I'll have time to take those calls. 13 calls, 13 colonies. The wire phone system set at 13. That's kind of lucky in a way. The Illuminati doesn't like 13. And then I'll get a little bit into a review of the Olympics, but I'll probably do that on the radio show tomorrow, the weekday show, noon to 3 Eastern, Infowars.com, if there's not an AM or FM in your area. Audio streams are free at InfoWars.com, the podcast. There's also XM channel 166. But AM and FMs are so important because not everybody's got XM or Sirius. And you do have a local affiliate in your area, whether it's WNOX, one of our new affiliates, a big blowtorch, 100,000 watt, what FM there in Knoxville, or all the stations we're getting all over the country. Be sure and roll down your window and tell folks tune in right now. Okay, we'll go to who was it disagreed? Because I know they're not the first. Okay, sometimes I, you know, have a rule. Just kind of go to people that disagree first, see what it's about. But people kind of cheat and use it as a way to just get to the front of the line. So I don't even kind of have that rule anymore, but we'll just do it here. Arnold, you're on the air from Southern California, formerly the United States. Welcome from your UN-held area. Go ahead.
Well, first, I'd like to say it's a fantastic show, but you're not being fair. I think that the elites care about people and Mother Earth and people breathing the toxic gas out there and the flatulence that hurts the trees and the animals and to protect Mother Nature. And
we need to tax them because the cow flatulence hurts the earth.
How are your organs supposed to be nice and clean and shiny if you don't swallow the fluoride there? You have to drink the water with the fluoride just like you swallow the toothpaste, and that's why they make it sweet and yummy and flavorful. It's just like the fluoride treatment for your teeth when it has the apple flavor and the little babies going to the dentist. I don't think you're being
Arnold, I actually found it one day, you visiting your, quote, favorite artist who likes children run over by cars and stuff and really demonic children in Nazi uniforms. I mean, I know you told Rolling Stone magazine that you love Hitler. I mean, is that why you love global government?
Well, Hitler was a fantastic guy. He cares about everybody. He likes to see the babies die. And, you know, it's just like the big mummy baby during the Olympic ceremony. I think it's a fantastic
My guy. Relationship to power is I'm all for it. People need to be told what to do. Of course, the problem is, Arnold, you're not smart enough to be president, so go to Hades.
Well, I think that people care. That's why we had the cremation of care at the Bohemian Grove and put the roads on out there, and we light the dummy on fire in the woods and the forest, and then we run around with the hookers. I think that's what the true care is. That's why they call
it. You mean the male hookers? Care. Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter, Alex? I don't think you're being fair. You don't understand that the flatulence and the stinky breath of humanity hurts the environment. It hurts Mother Earth, and we have to love the earth and care.
All right, Arnold, we appreciate your call. Obviously, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. That guy was too eloquent. Let's talk to Scott in Denver, Colorado. You're on the air, Scott, shy of Obama's little visitation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, other than the fact that we have a dictator-in-chief named Barack Hussein Obama. He might as well be the Antichrist.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about all the Republican leaders coming out and say, ban all guns, basically, except single shot?
It doesn't surprise me at all, because when I went after Mike Kaufman and I ran as a Ron Paul the delegate, I went straight to his face, I shook his uneasy hand, and I asked him why he isn't going after Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate. And he said, is Sheriff Joe Arpaio done with his investigation? And I said, no, he's being stonewalled.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, again, you know, it's fun to bash Democrats all day, but why are all these Republican leaders saying, yeah, it's time to ban guns, it's no big deal? I mean, and they've got a bill introduced to ban basically all semi-auto. You know, that's the Hill newspaper, and no one even cares. Because, they're telling us that we won the gun control. They're playing possum. The empire is striking back.
We have been sold out to the United Nations interests. Right now, we need to ask for forgiveness to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get down on our knees, and we as a nation need to repent for our sins. I mean, I lost it today because, I mean, thinking of the Statue of Liberty and how it actually ties into some kind of revelations. I'm not going to go into...
Well, the Statue of Liberty is a man in drag. That's on record. The Frenchman was a top Mason. It is not even a woman. You're right. I appreciate your call. People aren't ready.
I'd like to see you get Steve Quayle back on.
I've asked Steve back on. I think he's been busy, but we'll try to get him back on. Call him again, Chris. We're going to go to break here. I got to come back and go quickly to calls now. Bob and everybody else, we're going to just race through your calls when we come back from this break, right at the start of the segment. There's all this other news. I mean, the Drudge Report has our story. At least last time I checked, we put that up. For people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, DrudgeReport.com has our story, top story, right above Scalia. You know, once your guns, I mean, you know, they're allowed to ban them. I mean, you got a right to turn them in. That's what the Second Amendment means. And if you go up to the Drudge Report, they've got the article about Big Sis says, yeah, they're going to use the drones to weaponize them and don't keep you safe. I mean, you know, I mean, she's a good lady. Big Sis deeply, deeply cares about us all. Scalia warns guns may be regulated. And then we'll click on our little linky right there. Drones to be used for public safety.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, after I take your calls in this segment and part of the next, I'm going to get to a news blitz, a bunch of headlines we haven't gotten to yet. But right now, there is a whole passel of news at Infowars.com that is so important when it comes to the Second Amendment. So I'm begging everyone to go there and get these articles with links to all the proof. Bill introduced in as a writer in major legislation to basically ban almost all guns in this country, all semi-autos. Ban possession, not sale, folks. Just incredible sneak attack. United Nations Small Arms Treaty is not dead. Establishment media circles the wagons on gun control. CIA manages drug trade, Mexican official says. No, bears don't go to the bathroom in the woods. U.S. Presents Netanyahu with a contingency plan for Iran strike. Record number of coal-fired generators will be shut down in 2012. Get ready for your power prices to skyrocket even more. That's just some of what's up there right now. Speaking of right now, let's go to your calls quickly here. What do you think? All the Republican leadership, a whole bunch of them, I mean, are saying let's ban all semi-autos. You don't need those for hunting. Whether it's Rupert Murdoch or Mr. Crystal or Mitt Romney back when he was actually a governor, they're all coming out saying, turn those guns in. You don't need that for duck hunting. Gee, I didn't think it was for duck hunting. While the government arms the teeth against us, the so-called government. Bob in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, any Republican that's calling for gun control has probably got some skeletons in the closet. They're probably involved in the old Joe Paterno Sandusky thing. Or
yeah, we did have a Republican senator on 15 years ago who said that the Penn State program was selling little kids. His name was John DeCamp, and boy, it all came out. Yeah, they say that they got a bunch of the Republicans in there doing the Sandusky. Yeah,
right. And you mentioned Fareed Zakaria. My girlfriend just happened to turn on CNN today, and the thing that I heard is, well, America needs to rethink about their gun laws. So I had to send him and Piers Morgan a couple of hate
emails. No, listen, here's the deal. I have nothing against people from Pakistan or England. Why is CNN's whole lineup not from the U.S.? Can I not be lectured by another British twit voice? And again, we got Watson, who's a great patriot from England, his brother. I mean, Britain's a great place. My last name's Jones. Proud of my heritage. But I mean, can the U.S. just not have a bunch of communist New World Order trash on every channel telling me world government's the answer and I got to turn my guns in because they won't take good care of me? No, they're a bunch of authoritarian pigs that want to make me their slave. And you know what? I'm aware of it, and America's aware of it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right, and Zakaria is CFR through and through. No,
it's worse than that. He's Bilderberg, man. He's even above those.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Bill Kristol, Project for a New American Century. This guy's got the blood of the 9/11 victims all on his hands.
Yes, his dad was the heir of Trotsky, a top communist.
Hey, and have you heard Howard Stern calling for the banning of semi-autos? I just heard that on another show today.
Yeah. Hey, Howard Stern, how about you give up your bodyguards? Or if you don't like America, go to North Korea where the citizens don't have guns. Get out of my country. Get out. Get out.
Hey, check this out, Alex. The reason I think they're going to pull this whole Civil War deal is the Obamacare legislation, March 23rd, 2013, they want a RFID chip us. It's all over the
map. It says it funds them, and it's very nebulous. I appreciate your call, but it does have that factor in there, and it leaves it open. Look, here's the deal. Okay, it's very, very simple what's happening here. We've been overrun by criminals who know they've committed all these crimes, and they want us disarmed now. It's very, very elementary. Again, they would ship guns to Mexico, the memos came out, to blame the Second Amendment. Again, that's a false flag. These people are dangerous. I'm risking my life because I want there to be a future. That's what you're supposed to do. Because if you don't risk your life, you're a slave. I mean, it's elementary. I was 11, 12 years old, got beat up every week by bullies. I finally learned the joy of fighting back. Okay, and it's real simple. I will live on my feet. I will not live on my knees. I will die on my feet, not on my knees. Okay, it's very simple. Let's talk to JT Coyote, calling from Colorado. If this is the real JT, I'll recognize his voice. He's an Infowars.com writer. JT, what do you make, my friend, of suddenly they know the tipping point's coming, the polls, they stage a shooting, pro-gun numbers go up, sales double, they panic and have all the Republicans come out and say, it's no big deal to ban all the semi-autos and turn them in. Let's do that.
That absolutely proves, Alex, that the Republicans and the Democrats are in the same bed, in the same camp, and they are against us.
And this is J.T. Coyote. I recognize the voice. You're the evil guy a few years ago who was selling his house, and you had guns in your basement, so the realtor called police on you thinking they were illegal because they've got billboards up. I saw one over in Lakeway the other day saying report illegal guns with an image of a revolver, and then a pea brain's at your house and sees a revolver in a gun case and calls the cops on you.
That's it. Same story, and it's going to happen with the InfraGuard people. We've got them everywhere.
InfraGuard tried to recruit 2 years ago. My dad came to me and he said, Homeland Security came to me and wanted to give me a card and pay me money and go to meetings to spy on my patients. That's illegal. That's, patient privilege. And I said, well, Dad, don't even go infiltrate it to find out what's going on. I thought they might have been trying to, like, infiltrate him because they knew he was my dad. They were so dumb they didn't even know it later because he actually went and found out. And it turned out they'd gone to all the dentists he knew, but at their homes. Folks, they hired everybody to, quote, spy on their neighbor when you should be spying on the one telling you to spy. That's the enemy right there. The one coming saying, spy on your patients. There's about to be a civil war. That's the enemy. I mean, they're the one right there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly. And, you know, they live in your community. You may not be in the same social circles they are. But to quote Thomas Jefferson, the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in government. In other words, when the government has the guns aimed at us, when they are using legislation and the color of law, because none of this is constitutional.
If you get a North Korean-type leadership or a Mexican-type leadership or a redcoat leadership who's coming to burn you out of house and home, you got to have guns. You're not happy about it, but it's time to stand up. Because somebody's got to be, no matter how many drones and tanks and garbage, it all comes down to the, and let me give you, America, even if they had all our guns magically gone tomorrow, you could take everything back with butcher knives in an hour. All the, righteousness cannot be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to be stopped. I can get all the guns I wanted in 5 minutes with a butcher knife, okay? You're willing to use it. You got the power. These evil people are cowards. That's why they've all got bodyguards and weapons. They are scared of us. They are scared of us because they know we're willing to die. I've seen FEMA training videos. I've shown it to you in Road to Tyranny where they get back and talk trash about the founding fathers and all this stuff and say, well, these patriots are dangerous. They're not going to back off. Yeah, you got the message. We're not backing off, okay? Crush me where I stand. 10,000 more will stand right back up. That's the only reason I'm still alive. They know that. They know who I am spiritually. They know who you are spiritually, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to another call. Rick in Massachusetts. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener, I love you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
I love you, brother.
Thank you. Hey, listen, a couple of things. One is, you know, your question about what do I think about the Republicans standing behind the attack of the Second Amendment. My grandmother had a saying, what do you expect from a pig but a grunt? And that's exactly what we're getting. We obviously, you know what's going on. We have to expect this from these people. They're all in cahoots. And then the second thing, Alex, is I was thinking after Colorado, we need to see more information about good guys that have guns and that stop perpetrators and stand up for liberty like that.
Oh, I mean, every day there's 4 or 5 articles where some guy's stabbing people in a Walmart and somebody takes them out. That just happened in Salt Lake. I mean, listen, 21 times on average, it varies year to year. For every crime committed with a gun, 21 crimes are stopped. The system knows. The average cop knows that. Okay, we'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've studied history and what bondage is like, you'd be yelling and screaming, too. You can't argue with success. I don't get up here and yell and scream on purpose. I get really threatened by this. I'm risking my life. I've been physically attacked. I've been threatened. I've had it all happen. And you wouldn't believe the stuff I've seen happen in 17 years of fighting these people toe-to-toe. And it's so real. Bondage is so real. You look at the cover of Time magazine saying how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. No, we've woken up that it wasn't for our safety. It's because you want us to be disarmed slaves. It isn't how guns won. It's how free humanity woke up to you. See the cover at InfoWars.com with our own little comment. We woke up to the fact that you are control freak tyrants who want disarmed slaves to lick your filthy boots, and it ain't happening. You may have half the public drooling and families breaking up and all your messages to break down society. It didn't work on a lot of us. This same magazine, Bad Mouse, homeschooling, everything else. You know what? You're losing momentum every day. Your counterpart Newsweek won't even be in print now. You're a joke. And try to shut off the web. Try to shut us down. Try to persecute us. Go ahead. All I care about is beating you. And you will be beaten, you scum. Rick, you got 30 seconds. I got to go quick to everybody else. Rick, go. You're on air.
You got it, Alex. Listen, I want to throw you a musket in the fight against tyranny. I registered goodguyswithguns.com. I want to give that to InfoWars to promote videos and information of good people standing up with guns to protect our liberty and fight tyranny.
That is an awesome URL. Yes, I'll give you to my IT guy who happens to be here, one of the chief guys. And we would love to do that and maybe just have a basic site where we post videos and links to people using guns with the statistics. I meant to do that years ago. You're a godsend.
I love you.
We love you too, brother. We're going to beat him. Hey, Bill, will you get him on hold and get that? Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. By the way, I've got another name I meant to have you register, but I forgot. It has Don't Tread on Me in the headline. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, that's what it's all about. If you don't say Don't Tread on Me, you're a slave. Let's go ahead. And that's why I just respect those folks in the civil rights movement who would go up against dogs and batons and rubber bullets and police dogs. Freedom is not given, folks. It's taken. It's demanded, just like our forebears before that. And it's all a process. Let's talk to Jay in Austin. Jay, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
One question is you've got 80 million registered gun owners, but you also have a bunch of guys that possibly have class of, what is it, A misdemeanors? And
well, let's be clear. 200 plus, it's up to 200 million owned guns. I don't know about registered gun owners. You don't have to register unless you're getting a concealed carry. But yeah, there's 200 million gun owners. If 1% fights back in gun confiscation, that's 2 million combatants. Go ahead.
And the other question is I'm retired and I live right around the corner from your office, and I would love to just come and volunteer work. I'd help your secretary or whatever, because the other volunteer work is just completely pointless now.
Well, send us your info. We're finally the level of getting interns and people. We like to pay people. And then I don't even plug stuff like books and videos half the time. Go to InfoWarsShop.com, folks, and support us, because we want to have a family here. We've never done interns because it's not really about that. It's about getting somebody, training them, and then having them be here for the long haul. Of course, things are getting so bad, who knows how long the long haul will be.
You don't have a problem with that. I'll do it. I've got nothing better going on. I get my money every month. I'm retired. I will come and just help volunteer. I don't need to meet you.
I'll tell you what. Send us an email. Put him on hold and get his email, guys, because we are looking for people to just help with basic stuff like go through emails. And because, I mean, like, we need to volunteer just with the whistleblower emails. I mean, I can't keep track of it anymore. I get all this incredible news, and I can't even analyze it. So, yeah, okay. Big thing is I've never opened this place up because I'm worried about infiltration. I finally am hiring, like, 15 more people. I'm tired of playing games. I'm just trusting in God. Because we don't do anything illegal, but they can send an infiltrator in to plant drugs on us. But you know what? If they do that, that's just the way it is. I've gotten to the point where I'm going 110%, and God's going to have to take us the rest of the way. Let's go ahead and talk to Ty in California. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Great to be here. I know we're pressed. I'll go fast. Republicans, Democrats, don't vote for any of them. Just don't vote for these guys anymore. City level. Any level, just I'm saying this to everybody. Not if you are a Republican or a Democrat, you need to be non grata. You're done. You're finished. We're over. These guys have run the country for 150 years. They've run it into the ground. They've taken the most prosperous nation and destroyed it. It's just got to stop.
No, I agree with you. Having Rupert Murdoch come out and Scalia and Bill Kristol and say, oh, we don't need semi-auto. Let's just turn. I mean, that just right there. Just what a bunch of trash. I mean, sure, the Republicans overall have some more constitutional stuff in their platform. When do they ever deliver on it? But then I remember how bad the Democrats are. They're even worse. But I agree with you. Let's get a Constitution Party in here. Again, the liberals aren't liberals. The average liberal thinks they're in some winner's club and would literally put their kid in blenders if the government told them to do it.
Right. Liberals are not liberals. Conservatives are not conservatives. These guys have been gaming us for over 100 years. Just stop it. What's the learning curve? We have to end it. And real quick, I know it's off topic, but I work in medical publishing. I can tell you so much about how they are in bed with pharma. Again, I don't want to get into it now. We're short. But
no, I know. Big pharma comes and finances them to print and say everything's loving.
But the whole clinical trial process, I could blow your mind with stuff that's going on with.
Well, you should send us an email at whistleblower@infowars.com. You should write an article with a short bibliography to some of the. They just had a bunch of big guys come out and blow the whistle. They got a $1 billion settlement with GlaxoSmithKline and others faking stuff. It's come out Merck fake trials. Of course they fake trials. Speak out against it.
I work for the company that was involved in publishing the phony Merck results. I have information about what they did that it's crazy. They're called Elsevier. They are just gigantic.
One of those companies, memos came out a few years ago where they talked about hunting down and eliminating their whistleblowers. And people do die, so you need to be very – now that you've talked, the NSA's click. I'm not trying to scare people. It's all listened to in live time. Now that they may not hand it over to them, but you need to go public now for your own safety. Email us at whistleblowers@infowars.com. Give us the data dump. I can turn you over to Mike Adams. He's the real expert in this area with Natural News. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great. Again, I don't want to waste everyone's time. It's a very sort of long, involved kind of thing. But, yeah, I'll send you some info, and if you want to talk more, we can.
Well, I know the Murr case. Again, they've already been caught red-handed. But, yeah, let's get you on. Send us the info. God bless you. Who's up next here? John in John in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to reiterate what all the other callers have been saying. The Republicans and the Democrats are sleeping in bed together, joined at the hip. It's the same party. But, you know, them bringing in foreign troops here to enforce the gun grab, let them do it. I think that will finally wake the sheeple up about what the hell is really going on in this country. And another people we got to wake up, we got to wake up that Joe Farah and have him admit that 9/11 was an inside job and we're running the terrorists. Jump down his throat next time, Alex. Make these people wake up and admit what we all know.
Well, exactly. The globalists that have hijacked America have been caught running the terrorists. It's even in the Associated Press that all the major terrorists are CIA. It's all staged to take our liberty. And, Farrah admits they've used it to take our rights. We'll go all the way. I agree. Next time he's on, I'll bring that up. Thank you so much. Great points. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia, then Foxtrot. Quickly, Tom.
Hey, Alex, you brought up a good point, and it makes wheels click. What if there was Russian special forces involvement in that shooting in Aurora? And those weapons that they used just showed up in his apartment or in his possession.
Well, you know, they just had Russian soldiers doing a big drill there a month before, yeah.
There you go. Number two, I have a family member that is, and you know that each one of the states has a general staff for its National Guard. You have an Air National Guard representing
sure,
Army,
sure.
National Guard, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I have a family member that is in one of the general staffs of a southern state's general staff there, and there is more than one of these states that when the gun grab starts, the general staff of those state of the National Guard is not going to comply with the federal direction.
And that's why they've got the John Warren Defense Authorization Act to send in big army to stop them. You're right. No, the globalists know. They're not in control. That's the thing. They are not powerful. They're weak. Once we wake up to them, it's game over. We're close to beating them. That's why they're so dangerous right now. Do people understand this?
Alex, there's three governors in the southeast that have convened their general staffs to resist the federal government.
I know. I actually knew about that. I wasn't going to say it on air.
Okay.
I know. But, God bless you. I appreciate it. No, I hear you. We're out of time. I'm sorry to Foxtrot and Greg. If you call back tomorrow, front of the line, I promise. Man, incredible. I didn't get to the other news. I apologize. We'll cover it all tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Just defend the Republic, defend humanity, defend freedom. We're going to save the Republic.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.